Om and welcome. Let's all take a moment to get in touch with our inner sanctum. Om, what do you feel? How does that feel? Oh, there's a phone ringing. It's you.
It's you.
You're calling yourself.
Calling yourself. Calling.
Did you answer? What did you say? Don't be shy. You're the only one who can hear you calling yourself to speak to yourself. Oh. Now, let's focus on your third eye. Your iris. Let's go from your iris to Uranus. Your computer to your pooter. Om, we are really connecting now with our ancestors and our ancestors' ancestors. Let's focus on the energy running through our bodies. A million little sparkly gazelles trotting through your grassy fields, munching on your hay. Galloping into that hidden cave and licking your salty stalactites. Oh, how is that feeling? Be honest, it's okay. You're amongst friends. Just me and your little gazelle friends, all here, sipping off the teat of your stalactites. Let's rest for a moment. Getting in touch with ourselves takes a lot out of us. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Would you rather get away with a terrible crime but live in fear of someone discovering it? Or go to prison for 3 years for a crime you didn't commit?
What?
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of a stupid question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, would I rather live in fear of a terrible, like if I murdered somebody and buried them under my house?
Yeah.
And live with the guilt and the fear for the rest of my life?
Yes.
Or just go to prison for 3 years and
for
call it a day?
For something you didn't do.
Huh. I'm a Catholic, so I've been living with guilt and fear all my life. So I think I'd rather get away with murder.
All right. Noted.
That's just my honest answer.
I'll be looking for burial mounds in your backyard now.
You're looking in the wrong place.
Ooh, would you rather go backstage with your favorite band or be an extra on your favorite TV show?
Oh, go backstage with my favorite band,
okay,
for sure. No
okay,
doubt.
I
yeah,
figured,
yeah. I don't give a shit about my favorite extra.
You love your TV show.
I love my TV shows. What am I going to do? I'm going to be an extra on my 600-pound life. I would like to go, but being an extra, I mean, listen, I've been around the business. Like, I've been around the business.
Yeah.
Like, I'm some struggling actor.
I know. I'm
going
to change that one to be like, you know, you're very close. You're backstage at your favorite TV show.
You know, backstage with your favorite. It should be. Would you rather be perform one song with your favorite artist?
Yeah.
Right? Or be in one season of The Seven
and
Little Johnsons?
You got Brian Green from Free Willy.
Brian Green from 33 Willy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy Hoadley. And
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thank you for joining us on another wonderful edition of The Commercial Break, also known as TCB TV Minus. And here we are in the TCB TV Minus studios with Etta James. At last, Etta joins us.
At last. My true.
Oh, it's coming along.
Yes.
Chrissy and I dancing to a little JT to get pumped up for the show.
Well, that was a fun pre-show music.
I don't look in the mirror. Oh, I don't look back at me. I have no idea what the lyrics are.
But I've been doing a lot of research about training videos for fast food companies, and it seems that every one of them has the same fucking lame idea in the back in the 80s and 90s, which was, let me make a rap video about it, right? We'll make a rap video about burgers.
I don't want to look at the grill menu. Oh, don't forget your cheese. Oh.
It's like, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
But funny, and that's why we'll review them in an upcoming episode. But here we are right now in this episode. Let's talk about this one. I have a bad habit of talking about the next episode when I don't even know when the next episode is going to air. So sometimes I'm like, in the next episode, and people are like, where's that episode? I don't know. It's went somewhere. And, oh my God, dude. Really, my glasses. It's driving me... I clean these glasses 24 hours a day. 24 fucking hours a day. I clean these glasses. It's an obsession of mine to have absolutely sparkling, clean, see-through, like,
yeah, well, you're supposed windows. To be able to see through them.
Yes. And I don't understand these human beings who are, like, walking around with dirty, smudgy, foggy, weird glasses. Yeah. Do you know these people? You see them in, like, Starbucks and stuff, and I'm like, how do you live like that?
Yeah.
You're gross.
You're heathen.
Get yourself together, young lady. How do you expect to get a husband like that? How do you expect to get the new GE dishwasher if you have glasses you can't even see through? You can't do that, Jackie Weaver. It's against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
You wear glasses for reading.
Well, I do for computer glasses. And yeah, it's if there's one little smudge, it drives me crazy.
Crazy.
I have to. And I'm constantly doing them. And Jeff wears glasses all the time. So I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know who these people are that have dirty glasses all the time. But I see them everywhere. And it's just, it's disturbing.
Maybe you just become more careful.
Yeah.
With it.
Like, and God bless the people around this house, but and none of them wear glasses except for my mother-in-law, right? But God bless the people around the house. But, like, asked her to pick up my glasses to give them to me, and she'll pick them up with by the lens.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
the fingerprint. That's going to take me 10 minutes.
No sex for you. I'm going to be busy cleaning my glasses. I have a whole sonic machine that cleans it, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. It's like it's a highly, nice. It vibrates at, like, whatever, you know, 75 million RPMs per second. Whatever the again,
the
package.
The speed of sound?
Yeah, whatever Amazon told me. The speed of sound. The speed of light. This will clean your glasses with the speed of light. So you put it in a bunch of hot water, and then essentially what you do is you put dish soap in there. Because that's a degreaser, right?
Okay.
And then you throw them in there, and then it buzzes, and it shakes them, you know, microbiology. I don't even know what the fuck goes on. But they come out sometimes clean. But then sometimes there's those stubborn stains that stay on there. And those are the kind that drive me crazy. You want to know why? There's nothing in the world that can get that stubborn stain out sometimes. You put it on the towel, and the towel grease comes off on it. You put it on a paper towel, and paper towels have natural tree grease in them. You put it on your shirt, and of course you have body oils. You can never get it fucking clean. So I'm going to live with this spot on the side of my glasses for the rest of the show.
Because
I don't have my microbiology super speed machine cleaner right here with me. I don't.
Take one for the show.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. It's all right there for the taking. Forget about it. Why go anywhere else except for TCBpodcast.com? Call now. And if you want to get involved, we're having a little scavenger hunt giveaway.
I know, it's fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I like doing the clues. I'm not sure where it's leading, but I'll figure out at some point. I think I'm just randomly.
You'll be one step ahead.
I'm one step ahead of you. People are at home like, what does that mean? What could it mean? They've got like a board with all kind of pictures drawn, like from one clue to the other. What could it mean, Brian? Yeah, meanwhile, I'm like, huh, I wonder... maybe if I just put a random word up there, I can make it all make sense later. The scavenger hunt is going on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So make sure you subscribe. Watch the videos all the way through to the end. It starts at number 85, episode number 85. Watch the videos all the way through to the end. This is going to be like a 10 or 12 week scavenger hunt. And so I'm leaving clues, Easter eggs throughout the videos. Or in the videos, let's put it that way, in the videos, but you must watch all the way through. That's the only hint I'm going to give you this entire time is watch the videos all the way through.
Yep.
Make sure you look for anything out of the ordinary. Write that down. Doesn't have to make sense to you now. It might when I ask the question. And when I ask the question, you know, now 8 or 9 weeks from now, then if you have the answer, if you've been keeping up with the clues, you'll probably have the answer if you know about the show. And when you have the answer, you can win We'll tell you later.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. And you know how we like to do surprises. We like to do them big and grand. So make sure you pay attention and go to at the commercial break on Instagram and follow us there. Oh, write us info@tcbpodcast.com. Send us in your show ideas. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us, you know, send hate
Anything.
Mail. Whatever. Send hate mail.
Anything.
And we possibly could send you some swag, like one of these beautiful TCB mugs. And this is the real deal. This is not cheap shit. These things cost like $50 or $60 a piece. Mm-hmm. You can, and I'm sure
mine has my name on it too.
I did get my name on mine too. Yeah, this is Brian right there. Brian and Chrissy. And here's the thing. I bet you could, if you got one of these and it was like authentic, since it's a limited run, and by limited run, I mean one, if you sold this on eBay, you could probably get a lot of money, don't you think?
Ah, man. You never know.
I wonder what the demand is for TCB TV minus memorabilia.
It's growing.
It's growing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Since there's only 2-3 pieces of it right now, and Chrissy and I control the whole market, we get to set our price. That's it. You know what I thought I'd do, Chrissy?
What is that, Brian?
Break up the monotony. Give ourselves a break from all of the videos that we're listening to and watching all the time.
Okay.
I thought we'd play a game. How do you
games.
Feel about that?
Yes, I love
games. I love games, too, and I thought we'd play a game. And just, you know, it's like a palate cleanser. Before we move on to the ginger
of the sushi meal that we're serving to everyone.
That's right. It's like a French kiss with a piece of ginger. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to play a little game called Would You Rather? Hey, everybody, I want to welcome Fume. F-U-M is a brand new sponsor to The Commercial Break. What is Fume, F-U-M, you're asking? Well, I am glad that you asked because I got one in the mail the other day and I'm excited to explain. It is a handcrafted, Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no incendiary device, no fire, no vaping, no steam, no water, no smoke, no chemicals, and zero nicotine in it. They basically give you a package that comes along with a wooden inhaler with cotton swabs. Those cotton swabs have the oil of super plants on them. And you stick it into the inhaler, you draw off it like a cigarette or a vape, and unbelievably, it gives you the same sensation and feeling with the benefit of calm, relaxing super plant oils. It's kind of like aromatherapy down your throat instead. If you're a former smoker or if you're a smoker looking to stop, this is perfect for you. Go to breathefume.com. That's breathefume.com/TCB. Breathefume.com/TCB and take the 30-second quiz and they're going to tell you exactly which plants you need and the benefits of those plants. That's breathefume.com/TCB and you must use the code TCB to get 10% off. Available only to Commercial Break listeners. We want to thank Fume very much as being a new sponsor. I'm telling you, if you're still smoking cigarettes or vaping, dump it in the trash. Go to breathefume.com/TCB. Use the code TCB. Take the quiz. Become a former smoker. It's the best feeling in the world. Take it from somebody who knows I smoked for so long. Thanks, Fume. Would you rather?
Okay.
Now, here is the premise of the game.
I love the music.
Let's play Would You Rather? I'm your host, Brian Green. Here's your co-host, Chrissy Hoadley. Welcome to Would You Rather, sponsored by Provocacore 3000, Bud Light, and Disney. Disney Plus, a proud sponsor of The Commercial Break.
I hope you don't get in trouble for saying that.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying the word Disney. Actually, you know what? If there was a company out there that could bust us for saying their name, it would be Disney. I've seen cease and desist letters out there in the universe that Disney will send random people because they do something with Disney property.
Yeah.
But I can say the word Disney, clearly. Okay. Can I?
I don't know.
I've said it 5 times. So if they're going to send us a cease and desist, they'll send it to us now.
Be on the lookout.
Let's play Would You Rather. Here's how it goes, Chrissy. I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather do this or would you rather do that?
Okay.
And then you're going to answer that question in whichever way you see fit. And then I will take a question from you. Would you rather? Now, there are no points in this game. No one wins. No score kept. It's just a game.
Okay.
Just a game we're playing. Would you rather?
Okay.
How you doing?
Okay.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Let's go for it. Okay. Would you like me to ask you a question first or would you like to ask a question first?
I'll go first.
Go.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather get away with a terrible crime but live in fear of someone discovering it? Or go to prison for 3 years for a crime you didn't commit.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of a stupid question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, would I rather live in fear of a terrible, like if I murdered somebody and buried them under my house?
Yeah.
And live with the guilt and the fear for the rest of my life?
Yes.
Or just go to prison for 3 years and
for
call it a day?
For something you didn't do.
Huh. I'm a Catholic, so I've been living with guilt and fear all my life, so I think I'd rather get away with murder.
All right, noted.
That's just my honest answer.
I'll be looking for burial mounds in your backyard now.
You're looking in the wrong place. That smell in my car? It's not Nico. I'm just going to tell you that. Okay. Would you rather get hit on by someone 20 years older than you or 20 years younger than you?
Oh, I mean, it's a toss-up. I'm going to go with, maybe I'll go with younger, because then that's, you know, it means
you
I look younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good thing.
It is.
It's like, I really feel good about myself, because, you know, I got this hot youngster.
Guy, yeah.
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 Now, would you rather get hit on?
Is this part of the question?
No, it's not. But I have an additional question. I have an additional question. Judge's call.
Bonus round.
Bonus round. Would you rather get hit on by a good-looking 60-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Or a terrible-looking 25-year-old? Would you rather get hit on by Frankie B? Or someone living in their mom's basement?
Okay. I'm still going to keep with the younger, but I like older men.
Oh, she's going to go ugly and old. Okay. Ugly and old. We get it.
But I like and older four. Men is the thing.
You do like older men. Yes. What's Jeff now? 75? 76? Did he get that new
not
wheelchair?
Not quite.
Did Medicare approve that new, that new scooter he's looking for? What's it called?
Not
the zippity doodah?
What are those? Roundabouts?
The roundabout. The scooter. The roustabout. Get up off your old fucking ass and roustabout. What's the roustabout? I love how they always have those commercials too. They're sitting on the side of the Grand Canyon, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With your roustabout, you can go anywhere. I just always wished one of them would be like, Toons is the driving cat and just, no! Look at my roustabout!
Yeah. Those things always did have him going to the Grand Canyon.
When you had the loft, you had some stairs. Do you still have the stairs for the loft?
No.
No, you don't have the loft
We're
anymore?
All,
just,
yeah.
just on one floor?
Yes.
Okay, because I just was wondering if we needed to go install one of those.
Like in Gremlins?
Yeah, in Gremlins.
And they go up and down the
if
stairs.
If we needed to install
a
chair rail.
That goes up the rail.
Sorry, Jeff.
No, but I would like one of those when I'm older and I need to help up the stairs. I'm good with it. Shame in the game.
I know. When I was a stoner when I was a kid, I had an invention in my head. The invention was, it was like a pulley system that when you woke up, if you wanted to get up to go get something to eat, the pulley system would literally pull you to the kitchen. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. I'm
getting some chips.
I'm using the pull-o-matic because I have the munchies.
It never took off.
I was too lazy to do anything. I was too stoned.
You needed a pulley system to get you to the computer to do this.
Yes, but
I
can't tell you how many times I visualized this in my head. Like how many times I just remember as a teenager,
Ryan.
Just visualizing myself scooting down the hallway on a pulley system.
It's never too late.
Do you remember the show The Gummy Bears?
Yes.
How they had the roller coasters under the trees. They would like go into the tree and then you know, here and there, running here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, they had like waterfalls of juicy juice or something.
Yeah, juicy juice. Juicy meth. Man, those bears never sleep. They're building roller coasters underground. It's highly efficient. But anyway, that little roller coaster system, I wish I had had that too.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, duh. Who doesn't want a roller coaster under a tree?
Of juicy
By the
juice.
Way, we've only asked one question. We're 17
right.
minutes into the show. I knew this would be a total shit show.
Okay, so here I go.
Okay.
I'm next. So would you rather live on a desert island with your celebrity crush or a mansion with your ex?
Oh. Oh, that's a
tough one.
I guess
it depends on which ex.
Yeah, I guess. It's true. If it was... If it was like my actual
ex? Let's go with the worst ex you could think of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, on the island for sure.
On the island.
I don't even need the celebrity. I just would rather live on the island. I don't even want to live in the neighborhood as that one.
Yeah.
We know who I'm talking about. No need to name names here. Would you rather never have a wedgie or never have anything stuck in your teeth?
Never have a wedgie or never have anything stuck in your teeth?
I think this is an unfair question for a woman because you just wear thongs all the time. So
right, I'm going with the teeth. Yeah, never. Because I do. I get pepper stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, I have this one tooth.
Yeah, me too.
I think we all have that one tooth.
That's the one.
Yeah, that one fucking gangly ass tooth. Can't get it together.
Okay, boys, look sharp. Here comes a piece of steak. Up and down, up and down. Okay, hey, incisor, get in line over there. Hey! Shithead, what's going on over there? You're a mess. Get yourself cleaned up. Get yourself cleaned up.
What do they call it?
Incisor number 4? What's your problem over there? All right, molars, keep going.
Yeah, the worst is when I used to be in sales for years, and that's how we met, actually. You were the manager. I was the salesperson.
They allowed me to pay attention.
But there was a lot of sales, as you know, taking people out for lunches and that kind of thing. And so, you know, I feel like had to go immediately check my teeth. And
I know.
Most of the time, I had a piece of pepper.
Well, here's what it feels to me like, my gangly tooth, you know, my troublemaker, he's getting worse as time goes on.
I feel like mine's getting better.
I feel like mine's getting worse. I don't know what's going on. Are my teeth changing? I'm not sure.
Could be.
I'm on to you, gangly tooth. I know where you're at. Okay. Would you rather start a column? Oh, wait, it's your turn.
No, I just did.
No, I asked you.
Island. The teeth.
Yeah, okay. So it's your turn now.
We've got it together.
We'll be right back after this commercial break. Would You Rather is sponsored by organization.
Would you rather wear real fur or fake jewels, Brian?
Real fur or fake jewels? Huh, that's kind of a hard one. Real fur, fake jewels. Well, no one wears real fur anymore. That's not a thing.
Right.
Right? So I guess it's going to be fake jewels. That's an easy one.
That was.
Yeah, no one wants to wear real fur anymore.
I haven't seen these ahead of time, so I haven't seen them ahead of time either. On the spot.
Yeah, I haven't read them.
Some of them are better than others.
Yeah, okay. Here's a good one. Would you rather... Oh, but I don't have the other side of the question. Oh, never mind. Okay. Would you rather be tall and average looking or 3 feet tall and super attractive?
Tall and average are 3 feet tall and super attractive. I mean, I'm going to have to go for the tall and average just because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, I already, the height I'm at can't reach certain things.
Yep.
So that would be really magnified.
You can't see here on YouTube, but Chrissy is 2'7".
And I don't know if I'd be able to ride the roller coasters that I love. Six Flags.
Oh, you can't. Not if you're. Yeah. There's some of those are 42 inches.
Yep.
42
so I'm
inches.
I'm going to have to go average.
That's
tall,
right.
Average.
You know, I'm obsessed with the channel TLC.
I know,
and for whatever reason, they have.
And
like,
I do love the little people.
Yeah, the little people. The Seven Little Johnstons,
yes.
And Big World, Big
Mad
Little People.
Mad respect and love for them. But,
Yeah, but I actually think I would rather be attractive and small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would be a show. You would get yourself on a show.
Yes, I would. So I could be on the TLC network.
That's right.
I feel like they give a show to every person who's under the 5 feet. Here's one.
No, I've got one. It's my turn.
Oh, go. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have a third eye or a third ear?
Can I have a second penis? Is that possible? Can I have a third nut? Which is a thing, by the way. Some people are born with 3 testicles.
Yes.
But the third one doesn't work.
We're talking
usually.
Eyes and ears.
Oh, okay, we're back to eyes and ears.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like we already all have a third eye. It sits right here. You know, it's the chakra, the eye chakra.
Uh-huh.
It's the eye chakra. It's the eye chakra. It's located near your taint chakra. I think I would rather have a third eye, for sure.
Where would you have it?
That's a good question. I think I'd put it on the, I don't know. Maybe behind my head. That's what I would do. I'd put it behind my head.
So I would put right in between my cleavage, and then that way
you could see what everybody
say. Hey, look at my eyes. Yeah, well, look at my eyes.
That's a good one. Would you rather confess to cheating on your partner or catch your partner cheating on you?
Oh.
That's a tough one, man.
God, that's tough.
That's a tough question. Wait,
read it over again.
Would you rather confess that you've cheated or have your partner cheat on you?
Oh, God. We're going to have to get one that we don't answer.
Wait, why would you? It's just a question. It's just a
neither,
question.
I want neither one of those.
I think I would rather have my partner confess to me that they cheated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't do good with like guilt and stuff like that, and it would just wreck me. And then I would feel like no one, you know, my partner would never trust me again if I had to confess to cheating.
I mean, I'd hate it both ways.
So I just keep it quiet like the rest of the world.
Right. Just like your dead bodies as well. I see a pattern here. Okay.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. So... ooh, would you rather go backstage with your favorite band or be an extra on your favorite TV show?
Oh, go backstage with my favorite band for sure. No doubt. I don't give a shit about my favorite extra.
You love your TV show.
I love my TV shows. What am I going to do? I'm going to be an extra on my 600-pound life. I would like to go, but being an extra, I mean... listen, I've been around the business. It's like I've been around the business. Yeah. Like I'm some struggling actor.
I know.
Or
I'm going to change that one to be like, you know, you're very close. You're backstage at your favorite TV show.
You know, backstage with your favorite. It should be. Would you rather be perform one song with your favorite artist?
Yeah.
Right? Or be in one season of the Seven Little Johnsons?
And then you've got Brian Green from Free Willy.
Brian Green from 33 Willy. Dying on the street.
That shit was sick last night. Did you see Brian?
Man,
you
fell off the stage. 33
Willie came out.
33P.
33P.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend from Atlanta, 33 penises, Brian Green. Everyone's like, huh? Did he say 33 penis? I want to thank Mr. Eddie Vedder for bringing me up here tonight. The hometown crowd, thank you very much, everybody. Really appreciate it. I like to break out one of the old standards from 33 penis, dying on the floor.
Take you back
to 2003, 1999 actually, 1999, our first album. I'm going to dig deep into the catalog.
Yeah, into the vault.
And I'd like you to hear... dying on the floor. Dying on the floor. Eddie, you take a verse.
Right.
Dying on the floor. The weight isn't all me, Meryl.
So wait, it was going to be that you perform with your favorite band.
You're part of your favorite
show.
Reality show. Let's say reality show.
Okay.
Because like if I was going to be on Breaking Bad, I'd be Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Right? Of course. I would do because be I wouldn't have to do this stupid show. I wouldn't be struggling to get one Patreon. Not one of you signed up.
We did have one.
No, we did
it
have
was
we
your
did
brother.
Yeah, that was a couple. I'm just kidding. I thank everybody who did sign up. Thank you very much. That lasted a day. I think we put out like 2 episodes. Skip the 3rd and told you on the 4th. We're refunding your money. So I think if it was going to be like a reoccurring character on my favorite reality show, like, you know.
What is your favorite reality show?
Oh, that's a great question.
There's so many.
There are so many. I do like the Seven Little Johnstons.
Okay.
I feel like that's a really good one. I feel like if we could go back in time, I would.
Would you be like
Laguna
the friend?
Beach.
The friend?
Yeah, I'd be the friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like average-sized person, the friends of the Seven Little Johnsons. I'd come in, help them grab a cup of coffee. You know, I'd just be around the house doing, like, helpful shit. And, like, a really cool guy. Like, they would be appreciative of my services.
Your help?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'd help them do stuff. I don't know. I'd swim in the pool with them. Yeah, I'd go to
their assistant.
Mm-hmm. I'd drive the car around, you know, pick them up, drop them off, stuff like that.
Their life coach.
I'd have a funny quip every once in a while. You know, the people on the show would be like, he's just such a nice guy. So good looking.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I know Brian was on the show, but I forgot to turn on the camera. You want a do-over? On the entire season? I guess. I don't have anything going on till Tuesday.
I love that guy.
I kind of cleared my schedule.
I love the fumbling camera guy.
I know. It's just so innocent and funny.
Yeah.
Would you rather have all traffic lights that you approach turn green? Or never have to stand in a line again?
Ooh. Mm.
That's a tough one.
Never stand in line again.
Never stand in line again,
yeah,
huh?
I would go with that. And I've actually had it where it goes all goes green for like one street, you know, a good stretch of streets.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Fun.
It's
good. You get a
good
feeling. You're like, that's right. Everything's going my way today.
Yeah. I feel like I try and time it out on some of these streets in Atlanta. But Atlanta, probably like every other city in the world, has this stupid traffic timing system that when you hit one red light, you're going to hit 12 red lights until then you get to a green streak and then you go back to the red streak. It's just such a fucking bullshit. I don't know. Engineers and shit with their mathematics and equations.
Yeah,
it doesn't get me anywhere any quicker. I tell you what. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Would you rather have a tattoo of the title of the last book you read or the last TV show you watched?
The last TV show I watched.
What was that?
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach.
Laguna forever.
Yeah. Like with a little beach.
Yeah. LC forever. Or what was the other one?
Or your book, the last book you read.
Oh my God, the last book I read.
Yeah.
No, probably not. I mean, what? I don't even know the last book. The last book that I read. It couldn't have been interesting because I've already forgotten it. So I think it would have to be the TV show.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Because at least I feel like it could be funny, right? If it was a book, I read these random books about spirituality and like, you know, space missions and shit like that. Yeah.
I also like Stephen King, though.
Oh, Stephen King, I don't like. Mm. Would you rather have fortune or fame? Why
fortune.
Have one when you can have both on the commercial break?
Right. It's all going towards.
It's all one big shitty package. Pennies in your bank account and no one knows your name.
I'm absolutely going fortune on this.
But could I make fortune off my fame is the question.
Nope,
but
it's one or the other.
Yeah, okay. I do fortune for sure. Who cares about fame? Gives a shit if people know who you are.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Right.
Who gives a shit if
we're
not
doing
famous?
This for our
we're
health.
Doing it great. your turn.
Okay. Let's see here. Would you rather have a permanent unibrow or no eyebrows at all?
Can I change it to permanent unibrow or no pubes? No chest hair or no nut hair? Which one would you rather have? No back hair or no ass hair? Which one would you rather have?
Okay, well, which one?
Back hair or ass hair?
Yeah.
I'd rather have the ass hair because you can hide the ass hair, but you can't hide the back hair. Not if you like to go in the sun like I do. So I'm going to go, I'd rather have the ass hair.
Well, what about the brows?
Oh, then fuck the brows. Who cares about the, no brows.
Okay, no
brows. I'm already bald as it is. Who cares?
You can draw them in.
At my age, it gives a shit. Yeah, that's right. I'll get that permanent tattoo that those girls
you
get.
You just have really thick lens tops of your
Look, my lenses already cover my eyebrows anyway, right?
You know,
one time I was like trimming my eyebrows. You don't know this because I don't think I ever told you. And I made a straight line down and it was like an inch like this off my eyebrows. So one eyebrow
looked like you were part of a gang.
Yeah, it did. But I just wore my glasses high. No one ever said anything.
Didn't Vanilla Ice used to shave?
Yeah, he used to have like a little three little streaks
little
in
streak,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he was serious. That guy was hardcore.
He was.
Beachfront Avenue, A1A.
He's so hardcore that he just sang at Mar-a-Lago for New Year's.
Lago? You say at Mar-a-Lago?
Yes.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He doesn't even sing. What do you mean sing at Mar-a-Lago?
He performed.
Performed.
It was awful.
Yeah, I mean, listen. God bless Vanilla Ice. I've actually been in clubhouse rooms with Vanilla Ice. But I mean, come on, guys. Don't go down to Mar-a-Lago. What the fuck?
Yeah. The worst than his performance was the, you know, the people dancing to it.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. Yeah. 600 wannabe rich people. Yeah. Not a
I do
black
listen to Ice Ice Baby.
Them.
That takes me back.
Ice Baby's okay. Yeah. I would listen to that. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather? Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Would you rather hunt and gather all your food or eat McDonald's every day?
Oh.
Hunt and gather your own food or McDonald's every day? I think this is a no-brainer, quite frankly.
I mean, I do love some McDonald's fries, but I mean, then you're just going to be your health is out the door. So, God, but hunting and gathering.
If you can't eat, your health is out the door also. I don't know how to fucking hunt. I don't want to kill anything. Not myself.
Oh, I would definitely become vegan at that point. So, you know, I could grow a vegetable garden. I'm going with the hunting and gathering.
Good for you. I'll meet you at McDonald's for a shake. I think that's a pretty easy one. Oh, I got a good one next. Go ahead.
Okay, so some of these are funny. Okay, would you rather have Celine Dion or Eminem perform the soundtrack of your life? I think I already know the answer to
Celine Dion.
Oh, you went with Celine.
I went with Celine.
You've been on a rap kick, so I thought you were.
I've been on a rap
Eminem.
Kick. Yeah, but only when it refers to fast food. You better lose yourself in the moment, but don't. You better lose yourself in the moment. Upsell the donut. to all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, pickled onion toast, whatever they said.
Okay.
Celine Dion. And I'll tell you why Celine Dion.
Okay,
I'll simply explain why.
Explain.
There's something about Celine Dion. When she's, every once in a blue moon, I'll get in a kick. And I'll listen to Celine
Dion
singing. All by myself. Don't want to live all by myself. It's not her originally, but she has.
Oh, she's done it.
Oh, she's her version is much more famous than that guy from the 70s. Though his version is pretty famous too.
Okay.
But the way that she sings that song.
That's true.
It's like, don't want to live by myself. And you're like, holy shit, Celine.
Yeah, she can hit some notes.
Celine. Celine Dion. Oh, someone said Celine right now. Hello, Celine. Yeah, I think Celine is, I would go with Celine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because I like, she emotionally, she gives you some.
She does. Yeah. She puts her heart
And not that Eminem doesn't. I've listened to a lot of Eminem and I like Eminem too, yeah. But it's not the same kind of vibe, mm-hmm. right? I'd rather have
definitely.
Celine behind me singing.
Okay.
I'd like to have like 27-year-old Celine behind me singing.
Okay.
Because that girl was good looking at 27. I'm sorry, she was.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful.
Would you rather find your soulmate or your calling?
Oh.
Ah, this is a hard one, huh?
I mean, I'm going to have to go soulmate.
Soulmate.
Yeah.
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 That makes life so much better.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gives a shit if you never find your calling. Right. Look at us now.
I know, right?
Fumbling around in the dark.
I think that's exactly what we chose in our lives.
I know. Soulmates. We forgot the calling. Yeah. I'd rather get laid than find a job.
Mm. Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather have x-ray vision of people you find unattractive or everyone else have x-ray vision of you?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's really tough.
I mean, secret's out, my penis is small anyway. Who gives a shit at that point?
Oh, you're going to go the people have x-ray vision of you?
I think so, because okay. I don't want to run around looking at a bunch of ugly
people. Plus, you wouldn't have to wear clothes anymore. Screw it.
Yeah, screw it. Why don't I give a shit?
Save on that budget.
Technically, x-ray vision does not mean you can, you know, you're looking at someone's bones.
That's
true. But here's my thought. Is that I get grossed out pretty easy, and so I don't want to see everybody else's, like, all junky junk, right?
I don't think it means bones in this question.
Yeah, no,
it
means nude. Of course. I don't want to see everybody else's junky junk, especially okay. if I don't find them attractive.
Yeah.
Because I get grossed out easy. That doesn't mean that someone's not a beautiful person to somebody.
Yeah.
It's just that I personally, I have a
so queasy
stomach.
So you would rather walk around exposed.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Gives a shit at this point. Look at this fucking show. Think I have any dignity left? Look at my parents. They've disowned me. They're like, could you do me a favor? Change your last name on that show. Never mention me again. Hi, Brian. It's not your mom.
It's not your mom.
Hi, Brian. It's someone else altogether. Speaking of grossed out, would you rather clean up someone's vomit or someone's blood?
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone's vomit or someone's blood. Well, I think it depends on how much of both maybe we're talking about. But I'm going to have to go with blood.
You're going to have to go with blood.
I'm going with blood.
Yeah, I think I would go with blood too.
And then
yeah.
You had to clean up the blood. It's okay.
I think I definitely go with blood.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, you're next.
Okay.
Would you rather clean up someone's jizz or someone's blood? He's blown his top. He's like a jizz sprinkler. Go back and listen to this.
Yeah, that's
go back
from
and
our
listen
previous
to the Attack of the Tinas.
Attack of the Tinas. Okay. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Oh.
Boom.
Ah, that's a super tough question.
When?
Because if you know when you're going to die,
yeah,
it's good because now you know. Now you know
exactly
you better
the time frame you're working.
Yeah,
with.
I feel like I would make a lot more of life. I feel like I'd be in this TCB TV minus studio a lot less if I knew when I was going to die.
Yeah.
I feel like I would make the best of the time that I had
left.
Right.
I think I agree on
if
that.
If I was going to live to like, but. On the flip side, if I was going to live to like 90 or 99 years old,
yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want to know that because that's a long time and I know I'm just going to be decrepit at that point. But if you learn how you die,
yeah.
Then you're always going to be looking out for that situation.
That's true.
And as a matter of fact, I think it would cause you to try and avoid the thing that is going to cause you to die.
Yeah.
So if it's a heart attack, you'd probably start eating super healthy
right.
And get super fit.
Not McDonald's.
Yeah, not McDonald's. You would have to answer that question in a
See,
different way.
See, you should have been a hunter-gatherer.
Right. I am a hunter-gatherer. I hunt for the closest fast food and I gather it up, put it in my tummy. What would you rather do? I think I would rather know when I was going to die, actually.
I think
actually.
So too.
Yeah. I don't think I want to know how I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That's a disturbing question, actually, now that I think about it for 2 seconds.
What if you were going to be murdered or something?
Yeah, murdered or drowned or, in a house fire.
Yeah, just I would like to know when and I'll work
with
that.
Can we move on from that question?
Yes.
Now I'm depressed.
Yeah.
I don't want to know I'm going to die.
You're never going to die,
Brian.
Okay, thank you. You're going to live on forever in pod and YouTube history, at least.
That's right. Got one video with 600 views.
Woo.
Woohoo. Would you rather win the lottery and have to spend it all in one day or triple your current salary? Would you rather have $60 a month or win the lottery and spend it all in one day?
I'm going to go spend it all in one
That's
day.
That's easy. Because
I'm
you go,
really good at identifying things. And
to spend money on it?
Yeah. Let's just do it all in one day.
I agree with you. I'm very impulsive. I could spend all that money in one day.
Or you could trick it. You could trick the system here.
Yeah, buy a bunch of real estate.
Well, that, and you could pay your family member, maybe. Most of the money.
Oh, yeah.
Give it back to
and then give it back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know how that works. They're probably never give it back to you. Okay. Next.
Okay.
Wow, some of these questions are really difficult.
Yeah.
Give me a good one.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I was waiting.
It's okay.
This is a fun one. Would you rather have your own theme park or your own zoo?
Theme park. Hands down.
Theme park.
Yeah, I don't want a zoo because I don't want to cage animals.
Yeah.
That's not interesting to me. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, unless it was like a rescue zoo.
Yeah, it is. It's a rescue zoo.
Okay, if it's a rescue zoo, then I would do a theme park with a rescue zoo inside of it.
Okay.
That's my theme park. My theme park would be a partially rescue zoo.
Okay.
Yeah. See? There you go. Trick to you.
What if the theme park was contained the German Mach? The
Nyack 311?
Yeah.
1001 Nyack.
And you had a person that was in love with it.
For those of you who, we don't even know if this episode's ever going to run. But
oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, remember.
Running.
Yeah. Okay. So we recorded an episode where we watched a documentary called I Married the Eiffel Tower. And it's about two women specifically that are objectophiles. We've done an episode on objectophiles. And this one woman, she fell in love with a German like a carnival ride.
Yeah.
It's not even a roller coaster. It's not even permanently attached to the ground.
It goes back and forth.
It's just a thing that swings upside down. Yeah. It doesn't even go upside down. It just goes up in the air and spins in circles, right?
Yeah.
It's a thing. And they loud, you know, weird techno music plays on it. It's one of those trashy carnival things that you see at your local state fair.
Yes.
Right? And so this lady is in love. And her name, it's a German. It's in Germany. So they call it Nyack. 101 Nyack. 1001 Nyack. That's what she calls it. You know, oh, 1001 Nyack. How I long for your grease.
It was weird.
Right in my giblets.
It was weird. She got up underneath.
She was like spreading the grease. Yeah. She was having an orgasm, basically. Yeah. And then she was at home watching like videos of it spinning around. And she was like, I love this part where the music comes in. It's just like Mozart. No, it's not.
She did say that.
She did. It was like, I think this is Mozart. It's not Mozart.
The other woman was like, yeah.
It's Fiedel van Diedeldick playing the best of hits from his SoundCloud account. It's Mozart. You take yourself a little too seriously there. Would you rather give up cursing or ice cream?
Ooh.
Mm.
I like them both.
I do like ice cream.
I fucking like them both.
I do like my ice cream.
I do love ice cream, but it'd be really hard not to cuss ever again.
But I wouldn't want to give up cussing. I don't know.
Sometimes it calls for it.
Yeah, I don't, you know. here's my philosophy on cussing, right? I think they're just words.
Yeah.
And it's really the meaning behind them that we should.
And the intent.
The intent of it, right?
Yeah.
If you say, fuck you, dude, right?
Yeah.
And you're really angry.
Right.
Then it means something. It's an aggressive word. If we're here and we're talking and I say, what the fuck is that all about? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just a word. And it can sound funny or it could sound aggressive or it could add an accent to what's going on in the room.
Yeah.
Now, I know I have a tendency to cuss a little bit on the frequent side. But I think cussing is a healthy thing, actually. And it's proven that people who cuss are way smarter than people who don't cuss. So fuck yourself.
But would you give up ice cream to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Too.
No doubt. No doubt. Yep. I would so much rather cuss than to give up ice cream. Okay, your turn. Go.
Okay. So...
Oh, I have a good one.
Okay. So would you rather live in a home with no electricity or in a home with, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. There's sometimes, they could be out of order.
Okay. Yeah, let me find this. Hold on.
Is it, here, I have another page. Would you rather live in a home with electricity or slippers everywhere you go? I don't think that's the end of the question.
Mine looks like, would you rather live in a home with no electricity or a home with everyone thinks is a genius?
Everyone thinks I'm a genius.
Everyone thinks they're a genius.
Everyone thinks they're a genius? Oh, fuck that. I already live in that household. I actually live in a household with a bunch of geniuses. So there you go.
Okay. I don't think that's not it. I'm looking for page 32.
I don't have. Yeah, I don't even know. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, move on to, what about another question?
Okay, let me pick another one. Okay. Would you rather be unable to close any door once it's open or... be unable to open any door once it's closed. Kind of a
be unable to open any door once it's closed, or be able to unable to close.
No,
every
be unable to close
every door once it's
any
open.
Any door once it's open. So or, once that door, the studio was open, you could never close it. would you be unable to open any door once it's closed?
Yeah, but that's a super hard question. Yeah, now we're stuck in here. That's how it goes.
Either
we're stuck in here or Matthias is the third co-host of the commercial break.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with keep it open.
Yeah, keep it open.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, that's a super hard question
that
to
is.
Answer.
Yeah.
Under some circumstances, I'd want them closed, and under the other circumstances, I want them open.
Yes.
Like if someone was coming to rob me in my house, I'd want the door to be permanently closed, obviously.
Or murder you, how you're going to die.
Oh, no, I don't want to know that. Okay. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, so we're going to have two more questions each. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. This is my first one.
Okay.
Would you rather win $25,000 for yourself or your friend win $100,000?
Oh, my friend win $100,000.
Without any doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question.
Because you're going to give me $50,000
of
your shit.
Exactly. We're going to split that.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Call up Katie and ask her out on a date, you asshole.
What are you, stupid or
something? What are you, stupid? You sure are a shit for brains, aren't you, Jimmy? Oh, I have some quick trick questions here.
Ooh. Let's see. Ooh, here's one.
Okay,
Would you rather always have wet socks?
Okay.
So always have wet socks. They're always wet.
Okay.
Or a small rock in your shoe.
Oh, my God. Wet socks all day long.
Really?
That rock in my shoe would drive me fucking crazy.
Oh, I'm going to go with the rock in the shoe.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I think so.
I couldn't
do that.
If
it's a little tiny pebble, I could live with that. But
it's the little
socks.
Tiny pebble that are the fucking worst. Because then you can't
socks,
get them out.
Oh, squish, I know, squish, I know. Squish. But here comes Brian.
Here comes Brian with his constantly secreting socks. Here comes Brian. His shoes are crying again.
Yeah. Sweaty, sweaty feet.
With his waterfall shoes. Hey, do you mind taking your shoes off? Can't. Stuck with them. It was better than the rock. Sorry about my sock tears everywhere.
Those sound and feel. Ugh. I couldn't do
it. I could deal with it. I could deal with it. But that rock in my shoe, I can't deal with. You know, I run, right? So
yes.
I run, and when I run, it's inevitable that I'll run through some, you know, gravelly patch, and a tiny little pebble will get in my shoe.
Yeah,
and I can't stand it for 5 seconds. I got to stop, and I got to take that rock out of there.
But think about running with the wet socks.
Okay, but you know, I think I can deal with it. I think I can deal with it.
Okay, we got you.
Would you rather have people, this is my last one to you.
Okay.
Would you rather have people spread a terrible lie about you or have people spread a terrible but true story about you?
Oh. Wait a minute. Either way, it's terrible, right?
Yeah, either way, it's terrible. But whether it be a truth or be a lie, this is kind of a no-brainer, actually.
I mean, I'd go with truth.
Yeah, I'd go with truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Either way, it's terrible. I'd rather it be true.
I'm used to it.
I'd rather it be true.
Whatever.
Just go ahead and own up to it.
Just read my YouTube page. I'm used to it. You're ugly and fat and stupid. Okay, to you. You're next.
Okay. Would you rather be the star player on a losing team? Star player, losing team though. Or warm the bench on a championship roster.
Well, this is easy. I am already the star player on a losing team here at the commercial break.
All right.
Woo!
What does it say on the back?
Oh, that's just a commercial. Don't worry about that. This has been another great episode of Would You Rather? I've been your host, Brian Green. This is my co-host, Chrissy Hoadley. Thank you for joining us. Remember, our sponsors, Pravaka Cooler 3000, Bud Light, and the Disney Channel. Disney Junior. For all your fucking kids' needs.
Yes, you should just go for it.
Now, kids, go back to watching porn and whacking off on your mommy's iPhone. We'll talk to you later on Would You Rather? Ba-da-ba! All right. I like that. We're going to play that again for sure. No doubt about it.
We might need some fresh questions, though.
For sure, we're going to play that again.
Yeah, that was fun.
Woo! Bum, 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 bum. Okay. Well, I just got to figure out how to turn off the music here, and then we'll be, okay. Then we'll be good. Leave it up to Brian.
We've got things together as usual.
Well, listen, you know,
when you're doing a show, it's multifaceted, like the commercial break.
When you're doing a show as important as the commercial break,
yeah.
When you're putting your news stories together to get ready to give people the concise information that they're craving,
yep.
You're gonna have a hiccup here or there.
Yeah.
I got to tell you about this lady on MSNBC. I watch MSNBC. I watch a lot of the news channels. I'll even watch Fox on occasion, right?
Yeah,
Fox and CNN.
Around too.
Yeah, and whatever. I just don't watch like the super duper dippy shitty channels, like, you know, BuzzFeed News or whatever.
OAN.
Please. BuzzFeed News. I don't watch on either side. I don't watch the super extremes because I know I'm just being fed a bunch of bullshit.
Yes.
Not that CNN or MSNBC or Fox are giving me any kind of legitimate coverage, but I just enjoy watching the news sometimes, especially if there's something going on in the world.
Right.
There's this lady on MSNBC named Andrea Mitchell.
Yes.
She's an older lady, and I understand that. I understand she's an older lady, and I think she's a good reporter.
Yeah.
But if you watch her show, She is like super disorganized. She can never say anything correctly more than a sentence. And she's always smacking her lips. And it's super annoying. Like she'll be talking to somebody. Somebody will be giving an answer and she'll be like.
She's doing her teeth. Making sure there's no lipstick on the teeth. Her mic's picking it up.
There's nothing that drives me crazy. Like lip sounds on a fucking microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like someone saying simulants. Simulants. Drives me fucking crazy.
All right. Well, good to know. On that note.
On that note. Hey, congratulations to congratulations to Jeff Bezos.
Yes. It happened.
It happened.
And a gigantic penis.
Did you? That was one rock hard flying cock.
It was, but I enjoyed the.
You enjoyed the liftoff?
The liftoff. Yeah.
I bet you did.
It looked like the most fun ride ever. Mm.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his kicks on a roller coaster because he can't go on a roller coaster because he's the world's most famous and rich man. So he decided to build his own rocket ship to the moon.
Do that.
And afterwards, he said he'd like to thank all the Amazon employees and people who ever bought anything on Amazon for making that possible.
Yeah, because we paid for it.
People on Amazon are like, how about a living wage?
I know.
Or how about get us out of this cage that you have us working in 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Amazon situation. I just know that I've heard a lot of complaints about it. But listen, I also say this. These billionaires, yes, there are a lot of problems they could be solving on Earth with these billions of dollars that they're spending. But at the same time, one of the challenges that we eventually are going to have is how are we going to get the fuck off this rock?
Yeah.
And these billionaires, with their fund money, are figuring that out right now.
They're trying to.
Because we stopped long ago trying to figure out what's going on in space with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
Because I guess we just didn't have the will to. So while I agree that those billions could be spent in much better places right now, this is one of those things that you don't want to stop paying attention to. Like, we need people innovating in this area. And it's only going to be these billionaire playboys that are going to do it. Because we don't have the gumption to do it with our tax dollars.
That's true.
So I say congratulations to you, Mr. Bezos.
And best to you.
Best to you. And congratulations to your cameraman. It obviously wasn't Billy from from Bigfoot.
Yeah,
I tried to get a job there, but they wouldn't let me. Oh, guys. Because they actually had coverage of them going up in space.
Yes, it was good.
Anyway.
I enjoyed it. It was exciting.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You read more about Christy and I. You find all the show notes, the audio and the video. It's all right there. You can also find a link to our Instagram, to our YouTube, and to all of the pertinent podcast players that you could possibly want to listen to us on. I'd like to thank Catherine and Valentina at CastBox. They're dear friends of mine. CastBox, we have like 100,000 listeners on CastBox
alone. I love
alone.
CastBox, too. That platform's
and
good.
They're wonderful people over there. So every once in a while, I just like to say thank you, and that's what I'm doing now. Thank you. Go check out CastBox, third largest podcast publisher, and it's great for Android or Apple. You can put it on Apple, too, but it is an Android platform, Android native platform.
I have it on my iPhone.
Oh yeah, they have it on iPhone, too. But I'm saying a lot of people use it because of Android. Because, you know, podcasting, it comes from iPodcasting, right? So it was originally an Apple thing.
It was,
And they had to figure out a way to make it for Android. So I must say, without further ado, what else can we do?
That's it.
That's all we got?
That's all we got.
All right. Well, listen, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Yes.
And until next time, we must say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.
The thing about Justin Timberlake is that when you watch him live, it's really incredible, actually.
Yeah.
He's quite talented.
He's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
and so I'm not a fan of most of his music, except for the song Mirrors all of a sudden, because when I watch it live, he's got the horn section in the whole nine yards.
Oh,
yeah. The Tennessee Kids or whatever he calls them.
That's right.
Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids. I wish I had a band called the Tennessee Kids behind me all the time. And he's just like, he always looks so cool doing everything.
Yeah,
and he'll
be
like,
he's smooth.
He's like, I don't want to look in the mirror. You know, and he's like does his muscles and
he looks
out in the audience and he's like, tells them to sing a little bit and then he sings a little bit. Yeah. I wish we could do that here at TCB, you know. Best to
you.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Best to you. I don't want to look in the mirror. Cause I'm afraid of what I'll see. But apostrophe takes care of my wrinkles.
That's right.